Robinhood Chain, hit by 14-minute outage as corporate backlash builds. Robinhood Chain stopped producing blocks for at least 14 minutes on September 4 before transactions resumed, according to Crypto Slate. The cause was not disclosed at the time of reporting. It was the network's first public stumble, arriving roughly 2 months after the Ethereum Layer 2 went to mainnet and just as its revenue and deposits were climbing. The timing matters because the same week handed Robinhood a second, louder problem. A public fight with one of the companies whose shares it tokenizes. A short halt with outsized attention. 14 minutes of stalled block production is minor by the standards of chain incidents. Kronos halted for far longer after a 75 Mariners exploit in August, and Solana has seen multi-hour outages in past cycles. Nothing here points to lost funds or an exploit. The network came back on its own and kept processing. The reason it drew attention is the position Robinhood Chain now holds. Over the trailing 30 days, the network captured 78.5% of all Layer 2 blockchain revenue, per the Crypto Slate report. Cumulative fees sit near $23 million, with about $4 million booked in a single 24-hour window, a pace that annualizes to roughly $1.7 billion. When a network that dominant blinks, people notice. AMC's CEO goes after the stock tokens. The harder story is legal. AMC Entertainment CEO Adam Aron discovered a token on the chain tracking AMC shares and reacted sharply. He said the tokens are not registered under U.S. securities laws and called the arrangement contemptible, outrageous, disgusting. Aron demanded Robinhood stop trading AMC stock tokens and said the company would consult Securities Council about forcing compliance. Robinhood did not back down. Chief Legal Officer Dan Gallagher replied, "We know a little something about the U.S. securities laws and will not desist." He invited AMC's lawyers to engage directly. OpenAI raised a similar objection earlier, stating that tokens referencing it were not OpenAI equity and had not been approved. The dispute cuts to what these tokens actually are. Robinhood's stock tokens are derivatives that track a share price, not registered equity, and the issuers of the underlying companies never signed off. That is a defensible product design in some jurisdictions and a lawsuit magnet in others. With 862,800 stock token holders now on the chain, the largest such base of any issuer, the exposure grows with every new name added. The growth that makes both problems bigger. The numbers explain why Robinhood is willing to absorb the friction. Total value locked reached about $840 million, up 27% in a week. Tokenized stocks on the chain represent more than $200 million in active real-world assets. And stablecoin TVL sits near $1 billion. Tokenized stock DEX volume hit $6.4 billion, a 90% jump month over month. Fast growth and corporate lawyers tend to arrive together. Every share Robinhood tokenizes without the issuer's blessing adds volume and adds a potential adversary. The AMC exchange is the first to spill into public view, and it will not be the last if the model keeps expanding. For crypto users, the episode is a reminder that tokenized equities carry a layer of legal risk that spot crypto does not. A token tracking a stock depends on the issuer's willingness to build and honor it, and on regulators agreeing the structure is lawful. Real-world asset tokenization sits at the center of a broader push toward institutional adoption, but the AMC fight shows how quickly a product can outrun the legal ground it stands on. Broader markets were soft as the news landed. Bitcoin traded at $79,673, down 2.0% on the day, and Ether was at $2,454, down 2.2%, as of September 5, 2026. Neither move traces to Robinhood Chain specifically,